Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Another way of stating this command is, my son, do not kick or rebel against the chastening of the Lord, neither sever yourself from his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. This is the pattern for fathers. In fact, this is what establishes one as a father. You have heard of the boy who says, you can't tell me what to do, you're not my father. Even a rebellious child identifies his father by the authority that he exercises over him. Authority is a love relationship, and that love relationship is communicated to the child by chastening and correction. God defined fatherhood in 2 Samuel 7:14 when he spoke to David, referring to Solomon, David's son, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. So according to the word of God, correction is what establishes one as a father. Now this word correction has wrapped in it the words rebuke, reasoning, arguments, reproofs, and chastening. It is a word that provides a variety of ways to bring a son back to the right road, for correction is simply that which brings back to truth something that was in error. Take the word rebuke. It means to check or to stop an action so that correction can be applied. Many times in rearing children, correction is attempted before the transgression is stopped. A wise teacher will halt activity in the class and get the attention of the students before correction is attempted. That is what happens when you sit the child down and make him or her look you in the eye and concentrate so that correction can then take place. Rebuke provides a student who is ready to be corrected. Rebuke, then, is a necessary ingredient to correction, for without rebuke or the stopping of the offense, correction cannot take place. A mother sees her boy running toward the street and cries, stop! Loudly and clearly. That is rebuke. She runs to the little one and turns him around to look eyeball to eyeball until she is sure she has his attention. She is using rebuke to get the attention of the boy so that reproof can be applied. Reproof is next. It is blame expressed to the face. It is censure for a fault. The first syllable of reproof is re, which means return or repetition, to restore or bring back. The word proof is any effort, process, or operation which convinces the mind of the certainty of truth or fact and produces belief. Proof means to bring to truth. Reproof means to bring back to truth, again and again and again, the one who is heading off of the right path. With children, this is a continual effort in the early years. Reproof is what Isaiah wrote of in Isaiah 28:10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Why must this be? A father must prove his position. He must prove it again and again and again until it sticks to the son or daughter. This proverb father tells his son that he must give his attention to him so that restoration to the right path can take place. A wise son can be rebuked gently, but a foolish son will require strong rebuke in order to be ready to be reproved. In the early years, a rod, which the Hebrew word indicates is a shoot or a twig of a length suited to the age of the child, is required. But the goal is to rebuke with no more than the word or even the eye of the father. Simply looking at the offending son is rebuke to the wise son, and simply from the rebuke of the eye, the wise son will bring up in his mind the instruction of the father, and his way will be corrected. The wise son will be corrected by remembering past reproof. So we ought to think how we chasten and how we correct with regard to what we desire in the life of the child. We ought to include in our instruction the right response of the wise child to our correction. The right response of God's child is to be thankful and happy for whatever chastening or correction God applies, because the result of God's conforming correction is for you and me to be conformed to the image of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. All things are designed by God to fulfill this purpose. In the same thinking, we ought to teach our children to be thankful and to express gratitude when they are corrected, for all things in the home are simply preparation for right thinking as our children are given to God to love and to serve Him. This passage ends with the word delighteth. Delighteth means to be pleased with, to enjoy. If you don't enjoy your children, it is because you have not made them enjoyable. They can be enjoyable, but only through biblical correction.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.